You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
Hey friends, it's Carrie Oberbrunner, and welcome to the Igniting Souls Publishing Agency special series. We are talking about your book is not a business card. We are doing 18 different live streams, and welcome to number 4 of 18. This is all about audiobooks. So listen, I'm going to let you in on a bunch of secrets today. When you get traditionally published, if you get traditionally published, a lot of people think, oh my gosh, you know, that's amazing. It's not always what it's cracked up to be. So I was traditionally published the first 5 books that I did. And let me tell you what, the first few books, man, I don't even know if they had audiobooks back then. You know, in 2003, when my first book got published, they had what's called talking books. And in the Your Book is Not a Business Card actual book, I kind of give some of the history behind audiobooks. I mean, talking books have been around since 1930s, but it's not what it is today. So back in the day, they had books like, by Jim Rohn, or I know Dan Miller often talks about The Strangest Secret. These types of almost records. You'd play an audiobook on a record. And if you're a millennial or a Gen Z, you're probably like, what in the world's a record? But the point is this, folks. Audiobooks have massively stepped up in terms of quality, in terms of variety, in terms of experience. In fact, it is cited as the biggest, fastest growing medium of books, audiobooks. In fact, I spoke with David Goggins, publisher, a few months back, and the statistic he told me was that at that point, his audiobook Can't Hurt Me, which is, by the way, a memoir, he said, out of the 2 million books that have been sold, how many do you think have been audiobooks? And I thought, man, I don't know, 5%, 10%. I mean, this is what typically we think of. He said that it was 58% of books that were sold of Can't Hurt Me were audiobooks. And listen, I log into my audiobook reports and I'm blown away. So this means that if you have a book out and it's not in an audiobook version, you're actually losing money. You're leaving money on the table. I mean, if you're an author, how many times have people come up to you and said, hey, is your book on audio? And the code words that they're saying is, if it's not on audio, I'm not buying it. And that's kind of the experience that I had for a lot of my beginning books. Now, I'm going to tell you pros and cons. Okay. So you might say, well, gee, Carrie, audiobooks are expensive to produce. I'm not going to produce it. Well, I want to demystify that a little bit. Now, certainly you can get your audiobook done professionally. You can have it professionally mastered, professionally edited, and certainly that could cost a few thousand dollars. I'm going to take you to a website if you need help. Let me look here. I don't even know what my link is, but I'll tell you what. If you need help with an audiobook, you can certainly reach out. I got it. Hang on one second. I've had a gentleman that I refer people to often because he is fantastic and he's helped me with audiobooks. I'm just going to lead you to one place. And if you need any help, we'll help you from there. But just go to ignitingsouls.com/apply. ignitingsouls.com/apply. We'll connect you with the people that you need. But here's what I'm going to tell you. My first few audiobooks, I just read them on my laptop. And we actually have a very inexpensive course that you can take. I think it's crazy cheap. But the point is this, the same professional audiobook producer that I use, he created an at-home study. So if you say, Kerry, I'm going to do it yourself, or I got to bootstrap this thing, go for it. I read Your Secret Name, Deeper Path, and Day Job to Dream Job all at my house with a USB microphone. We even recommend a certain USB microphone. It plugs into your computer. It integrates with a free software called Audacity. So again, I'm giving you some value here today so that you can realize this isn't as hard as you think. So you can literally record your audiobook at home with a USB microphone that's less than $50 with a free software called Audacity, and you can upload that thing yourself and you can edit it yourself and you can get your audiobook for sale. I'm talking in a matter of a couple weeks, the whole thing done. Now, can you spend more money, invest more money on audiobooks? Absolutely. Absolutely. You can make this thing really tricked out. If your time is more valuable than money, you might want to hire the person that we recommend. And then all of a sudden, I mean, we have options. Some of my clients, they say, Kerry, fly your guy out. I just want to show up and read. And then that's it. And then they say, you know what? You produce it. You upload it. You take care of everything. No problem. We have options. You don't even have to read the audiobook. You can say, Kerry, I want someone to narrate it for me. Now, here's what I'm going to challenge you on. I think you're missing an opportunity if you don't read it, especially for nonfiction. Look, if you don't want to read your fiction book, I get it. Elixir Project fiction book, I think, has something like 29 accents. And the main character is a female. You bet I'm not reading that. I don't know how to do an Australian accent, a European accent, a female Asian accent. I don't know how to do all those. And so, yes, absolutely. I hired a actress and I paid her. And let me just give you some tips. When you do a narrator, you have three options. With your narrator, some narrators will read it for free and you'll split the proceeds with them for life. So think about that. If you say, Kerry, I want to hire a narrator, some narrators, as I mentioned, some will read it for free and then they'll split 50-50 the royalties for the rest of your life. That's an option. Other people say, you know what, I'm narrating it myself. And they do. That's an option. Other people say, I'm going to pay my narrator and then I'm going to collect 100% of the profits for the rest of my life. That's what I did with Heather. With Heather, I knew that she probably wouldn't take the risk because really good narrators usually don't take a risk and say, I'll read it for free because they just want to get paid up front. And so with Heather Masters, I basically paid her up front. She read it. It was a very fun process. I learned a ton. I could probably do a very extensive training on this about how do you pick a narrator? How do you get auditions? How do you, what are expectations, time frames, fees? I mean, I could pretty much go deep into that. Where to find a good narrator. That would be fun, but that's a way deeper dive than today. But if you do if you're interested in that, I don't know, wherever you're listening to this, type in comments or something and let me know if that would be helpful sometime. But I had a few different audio actresses I wanted. Why? Because I heard them do other audiobooks. That's a really good way how to sample is you listen to other books that they've done. And you can do this. You can find their portfolio and listen to other audiobooks and see what they've done. They're not always available. I mean, sometimes these people say, hey, I'm booked out for a few months. So you have to reach out to them in advance. In fact, I reached out to them and said, hey, my book is being completed in a couple months. Can I get on your schedule? I mean, I thought ahead. Okay, so you might want to think about that. But if your book is nonfiction, I highly, highly, highly encourage you to read your own audiobook. Why? Because if you're a nonfiction author and you do what I teach, and that is to turn your book into 18 streams of income, audiobook is one of the 18. There's so many more. There's seminars, webinars, live coaching, self-study course, keynote speaking. I mean, I literally, that is what this book is all about. Your book is not a business card. You need to get that book. You need to buy multiple copies to share with your author friends. Why? Because I'm telling you, there's a major difference between poor authors and smart authors. I'm not going to call them poor and rich. I think that might be rude, but I'm going to say poor authors and smart authors. And that is that so many poor authors leave money on the table. Think about it. Folks, if you don't have your book on audio, I have my smartphone right here. Usually people's smartphones are within 5 feet of them every single day, every single moment. So you can imagine this, that you have the opportunity to have your book within 5 feet of people every day. That's pretty powerful. If you're limited to a physical book, now your book may or may not, it'll be rare that someone has it within 5 feet of them. Does this make sense? So literally, I'm just going to scroll so you can see, like, I don't just make this up, okay? So here's some of my audiobooks, and you can see what I'm listening to lately. And I have fiction and nonfiction and business and personal growth, and I even got some marriage books in there and some finance books and some faith books. I mean, listen, folks, I have literally, this is, you can see where is Carrie's brain been, and you just go to my audiobooks and all of a sudden you realize, oh my gosh, the dude, like you can even see when I started writing Elixir Project, I started listening to Divergent and Allegiant, okay, and Hunger Games. All right. And you can start seeing like, oh my gosh, this is where Carrie's brain is. And this is why he's creating so much stuff. And look, because this is what I'm doing. So you can see like, this isn't just hype. In fact, they say that the average person commutes enough. And again, this is pre-COVID, but just hang with me. The average person commutes enough that if they listen to audiobooks during the time when they commute, that amount of time would equal to a PhD, a PhD in subject matter, if they chose to invest in audiobooks. Does that make sense? So you might say, Carrie, how long have you been listening to audiobooks? A long time. So literally, while other people are listening to talk radio, while other people are listening to music, when I'm cycling or exercising or commuting or mowing the lawn or washing dishes, I'm feeding my brain. And so you might say, Carrie, I don't have money to get a PhD. I've got so many PhDs, not literally. I mean, I have a literal doctorate in transformational leadership, but all my other, quote, PhDs are from audiobooks. Does this make sense? So I want you to realize that you can massively redeem the time by listening to audiobooks. And back to my original point, if you're a nonfiction author and you want people to hire you for your speaking, for your consulting, for your coaching, for your course, for your seminars, for your webinars, for your membership site, for all the things that I list, your affiliates, your partnerships, if you do not read your own audiobook, you're massively missing out. Why? Because people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And if you can do an audiobook, where else can you whisper in someone's ear for 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 or 15 hours? You see the point? You can build a relationship. In fact, one person said that audiobooks are the fastest way to scale trust. Ooh. Think about that. If you listen to me on audiobook or someone else, I don't care who it is, if you listen to someone for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hours, you suddenly say, you know what? I like that person. I trust that person. That person has value. I have bought people's audiobooks, and suddenly, guess what? Suddenly, I'm attending their event. This is how I found Dan Sullivan. Years ago, I first heard him on an audio interview with Success Magazine. Darren Hardy was interviewing him. See, I mean, I can remember this like it was yesterday, 2013. Bought Success Magazine. There was a bonus CD. Remember those things, CDs? And I listened to it, and here's what I said. That guy's smart, and someday I'm gonna join his program. Someday I'm gonna meet him. And sure enough, what did I do? I went from the audiobook to filling out a form, to joining his email list, to years later, joining his mastermind, to becoming his part business partner, his collaborator. Now he's a client. I mean, think about that. That's nuts. All because of the relationship that was formed through audio. It's powerful, folks. Now, what else about audiobooks is hot? I'll tell you what else. If you sell a book, you're making a few bucks. If you sell an ebook, you're making 70%. So think about it, right? Your ebook is $10, $9.99. Someone buys your ebook, you make $7. That's pretty good. Guess what happens when you have an audiobook? When you have an audiobook, check it out. If you do it the right way, the way that we teach, you get what's called a bounty link. And this is a program that Audible does. But when you get your audiobook on Audible, if you give them full distribution rights, which means that they're the ones who are going to be your audiobook distributor, they suddenly give you what's called a bounty link. With that bounty link, that means that if I go out and I say, hey, everybody, do you want to download Unhackable for free? It's free when you start an Audible subscription. Here's the link. When I share that bounty link, and I can put that as an email signature, I can put that on social media, I can send it to my friends and family, I can put it on as my LinkedIn profile, you know, like a little URL. Folks, you can spread this URL. And in fact, if you use Bitly, you can customize it. so you could customize your link and put free copy of Unhackable. Anyway, the point is this. When you share your bounty link, if somebody clicks that and they all of a sudden download a free Audible subscription, right? So this means that they'll click your bounty link and they'll say, cool, I want your book. I've been thinking about audiobooks. Now when they click it, as long as they stay in that subscription for 61 days, that means 2 months and a day, guess how much you're going to get? You're not going to get $7. You're not going to get $17. You're going to get $70, 70. You're going to get $70 for having someone click your bounty link and sign up for a free Audible subscription and stay for 61 days. That's crazy. Folks, are you realizing this? This means that if 10 people do that, you just made $700. If you get really serious and you put out your audiobook and you share it on social media and you do some content marketing around it, which is, again, what we teach about in Your Book Is Not a Business Card. I don't even think you can get the book yet if you're watching this live. But when it comes out, get it, because there's so many secret tips, tools, tricks, tactics. This is like 20 years of me in the industry just dropping gold, boom, boom, boom. But anyway, when you do this, if 100 people do that, that's $7,000 in Audible bounty link payout. That's nuts. This is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about getting really serious about getting your books out on audio. Not to mention, you can have an audiobook launch party. This is what I do. When I put out Your Secret Name, I wasn't ready to put out the audiobook. So folks, if you're saying, Carrie, but my book's been out for 4 years, awesome. Now's a great time to create an audiobook around it. And here's what else. In the book, Your Book Is Not a Business Card, I give you audio intro and outro scripts. Like, I literally have clients paying me to write their intro and outro scripts. I used to do it. Now I have my team do it. But there's a formula. So this literally means when you start your audiobook, you don't just go into the audiobook. You don't just jump right in and start teaching or reading your book. You say instead, thanks for listening to this audiobook. We'd love for you to enjoy the free bonuses associated with this audiobook. All you need to do is visit blankblankblank.com/audio, and immediately you'll have bonus content, exclusive interviews, customized worksheets, all available for you. Go to blankblankblank.com/audio and access those bonuses today. Then you bust into your audiobook, and then at the end you have an outro, and your outro at the end repeats it. Folks, this is how to build your book into a book-based business. It's not just, hey, I'm going to read my audiobook. In fact, check this out. Lately, with Show Up Filled Up, especially, get that one. You can see what I did. But with Show Up Filled Up and with Your Book Is Not a Business Card, I'm doing more of an interview as the audiobook. So I'm having a conversation about each of the chapters. So my buddy Mike Domini jumps on, and him and I have a conversation. We follow the flow of the book, but I'm not reading the audiobook. I'm interviewing about the audiobook. And here's what's interesting. A lot of the stuff on the audiobook is gold its bonus. So in other words, you're starting to see this now. You're starting to see people get the physical book, the ebook, and the audiobook. They're not just getting one version. They're saying, I want the physical book so I can take it with me. I want the audiobook because there's bonus content that's not even shared in the book. And then I want the ebook because it's portable, it's on my Kindle, it's on my iPhone, it's on my Android, and I can take it with me wherever I go. So you're suddenly starting to see, oh, and we haven't even talked about hardcover yet. I mean, at least today, you got to go back and listen to the other interviews, the other live streams. But folks, I just want you to realize that if you are not doing audiobooks, you are leaving massive influence, impact, and income on the table. And I don't want to hear the excuses. I don't have the time. I mean, I did my first few audiobooks when I tucked the kids in bed and said, okay, finally the house is quiet. Finally, Kelly and I can get some sanity, right? Back when they were little kids, because it was a crazy wild house. I didn't need to go rent a studio. I just shut my office doors. I turned off the air conditioner or the heater. And I literally recorded with an USB microphone on my laptop through Audacity. And then I would have a separate book launch. And I'll tell you what, over one Christmas break, I said, you know what? Because again, life was tight. There was not a lot of margins. I said, I'm just gonna do that. A chapter a night. I'm not going to beat myself up. I'm just going to read it. And I literally read it. Now, today, when it's time for me to do an audiobook, I hire my amazing guy. Again, go to ignitingsouls.com/apply. We'll connect to you. For some of you, you'll just want the self-study course. Super simple. You'll read it yourself. Others of you, you'll want to connect with our audiobook producer. He may consult with you and do it from afar. Others of you might want him to fly in. Okay? The point is this. If you do your audiobook in the way that we teach and you integrate book-based products and services, the audiobook pays for itself and many times over. Why would you not want your audiobook out there? Because here's what's going to happen. All your other integrated product suite are for people who are readers. You need to fill up the top of your funnel with readers and listeners. So if you say, well, I'm only going to do paperback, you've now shrunk your funnel. And you said, I'm not going to reach anyone who is a Kindle reader. I'm not going to reach any audiobook listeners. And so therefore, all your other business is going to be much smaller. What I say is get all four versions, audiobook, ebook, hardcover, softcover, and who knows how many other versions they're going to create someday. Get all the basic versions out first. Then you can have your funnel with other products and services. But if you have a very small funnel at the top because you only have one version or two, you're not going to be able to leverage your book-based business. Hey, this is Kerry Oberbrunner. Thanks for visiting. This is me on my back porch, chilling, hanging out with you. I care about you. If you need anything, reach out. ignitingsouls.com/apply. And in the meantime, get ready for this brand new book. Your book is not a business card. People have been telling me for years to put it out, and I've been delaying. I've been naive and clueless and obstinate, and I apologize. But I finally said, now is the time. And so I hope this series is serving you. Tag an author, share this. Get the book out. The more authors we can have that create book-based businesses, the more authors will be able to do their passion full time, and life changes when you can do your passion full time. I'm proof. My name is Cary Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. Hope you enjoyed this. Be blessed. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.